Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Truer.
Today we've got a guest, Nat Ayres, who has just been selected again for the Australian under-18 ice hockey team. G'day, Nat. How are you going?
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about how you started ice hockey. I believe you were doing other sports before that?
Yep. So I used to artistic skate for about 5 or 6 years, and then we and my sister went into inline hockey.
Megan?
Yeah, Meggie. And then from there, we just saw people playing ice hockey and we just wanted to join in, I guess.
So what was the artistic figure skating? Was that on rollerblades?
Yeah, so it was down on rollerblades and we did four like inline blades type things. And then we also did quads, which was the two, like four wheels, but two on either side.
Okay, and you saw them playing inline hockey and you got attracted to that?
Yeah, it was just, I guess, the intensity and just having fun, doing something different, so I wanted to change.
And that was at the Gawler Rec Centre?
Yeah. Gawler Rec Centre.
And how did that develop into ice hockey? How many years were you playing inline before you got converted to ice hockey?
We were probably playing for 3 or 4 years and then I played state for inline and the Oz team. And then from there, I kind of had to choose between ice or inline because they were both getting pretty expensive, so I just stayed with ice.
And who were your main influences, coaches and so forth, in those early development stages?
Well, you had the your coach Peter King from Williamstown, who played for the Adrenaline.
Yeah, he influenced us a lot to just join in and try something different, so it was better going to ice hockey.
And what about your sister? Was she a big influence?
Yeah, she helped me too. We both wanted to do it together, so we both moved to hockey and gave up inline.
Now she's what, about 21 and you're 17?
Yeah, 4 years.
So she's a good older sister?
Yeah, she is.
Do you have any other siblings?
No, it's just me and her.
And if I remember correctly, you used to score a lot of goals.
Yeah, I used to, not really anymore. Hardly score.
So what's it like inline hockey? Is it like ice skating?
It kind of is. If you get inline, you can pretty much ice skate. It's the same thing, just different. Ice is a lot harder to stop. I mean, easier to stop him, and inline's harder because it drags on when you stop. But
And so what position do you play?
In ice hockey?
Yes.
I play both forward and defence. It just depends what team I'm on, really.
And what's it like? Do you skate fast? What's that feel like when you're on the ice and you're going up and down sort of faster than you can run?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty quick. It's really, I don't know how to describe it. It's just really refreshing too because it's nice and cold and you're just running around and skating a lot, so it's nice and refreshing.
And that puck travels pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really quick. You're like trying to keep up with it and you can't.
What is it that you, what skills have you got that makes you almost a certainty for the South Australian team and gaining selection for the Australian team? Is it your speed? Is it your what you do with the stick or what is it?
I guess it's just everything, like everything matters when you're trying out for different things, and if you can keep up with the play that is happening because there's different stages, and if you're at a stage where you can keep up with the play that you'll be competing against, then obviously you can like play in the team because then that helps a lot. And just as you improve that, just your shooting and stick handling comes with it as well.
What's the toughest part about being in an Australian team? Is it the training or the commitments? What is it that makes it sort of hard but worth it?
Everything is different. Like there's a lot of off-ice. We have heaps of off-ice programs. We get sent probably heaps of different programs depending if you're improving, like if you are gaining anything from the off-ice programs. On ice, just driving all the way there to the rink and back, it gets pretty hard, but the commitment's really worth it because you get to travel and represent your country.
And Nat, the off-ice training programs, are they mainly, tell us a little bit about those, are they aerobic running or what?
It's more weight training weight just because we are pretty tiny and I guess they want us to score, like get more muscle and just be able to compete at a high level. So we do a lot of just weight, gym work and some running as well because we need to keep up with other teams.
And how much of a body contact sport would you describe it as?
Well, it depends what league you're in because with boys you're allowed to play contact at a certain age, but because it's women we don't really hit people a lot. We just mostly play our body but not full on hit each other.
A bit like netball.
Yeah, pretty much like netball.
Although I've seen some pretty rough netball games.
So yeah, pretty aggressive.
What is it that gives you the biggest thrill out on the ice hockey rink?
I guess seeing everyone watching you and knowing that you're with people that you've been training with the whole, like, majority of your time.
And winning's pretty useful too, isn't it?
Winning's is pretty good as well.
I think that goes without saying with most sports.
Yeah, win.
Now, what about playing for Australia? How many times have you played for Australia and where have you played?
I've played for Australia maybe 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. It's for under-18s and for the senior team. For the senior team, I've been to Spain and Czech Republic. And for under-18s, I've been to New Zealand, Austria, Denmark, Sweden. And I think that's it.
So you're a little bit of a globetrotter.
Pretty useful for a 17-year-old.
Yeah. What are your aims with the sport? I mean, obviously, playing for Australia is a good foundation to go forward for things like Olympics and other aspirations. What is it? What is your number one goal?
I'm hoping for after I finish year 12 to get a college scholarship and go overseas and study hockey and play hockey and study over there. So
that'd be America, would it?
Well, anywhere. Anywhere that would take me, really.
Well, which countries have scholarships for those types of programs?
Mostly Europe and Canada and America would be where it's more common, like not so much anywhere else I can think of.
So your dream scholarship would be where?
Probably America. That's a really good place to go. Or Europe. I'm pretty happy with anywhere.
Yeah?
Well, Canada would be all right too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Canada's a bit cold.
Well, it's a cold sport.
It is.
Yeah? This upcoming under-18s in January, it's Australia Day, 26th of January to the 29th in Spain.
Yeah.
Tell us about who your opponents are and where does that lead you if you win that?
So we're playing against Mexico, Romania and
Spain.
And last year when we played, we won against Romania. So they're going to be our toughest competition because they want to beat us again. But hopefully if we win the qualifications this time, we'll move up to the next set of qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we're just closer, getting up higher in the...
And Nat, where would you rate Spain and Mexico behind the Romanians?
Well, they've actually haven't played yet. So last year when we played, we were new into the whole qualifications and stuff. And that's what they're into now. So we don't really know how they play. And so that's going to be a bit hard trying to work out what they players are like and stuff.
And tell me, I'm not a great expert at ice hockey. When you're playing, do you play sort of zones or do you play woman on woman? Or how does the thing work?
Well, there's 3 sections on the ice and it depends what zone you're in. So they're called zones and it depends what zone you're in to what play you make, because if you're defending, you would have a structure of a play, and then if you're attacking and trying to score, you'd have a different one. So it really just depends what area you're in.
And you're only in that particular zone. It's not like netball where you can actually go into another zone, not too many zones, but...
Yeah. No. You can go pretty much all over the ice. It's no limitations. It just, you have to, pretty much the puck has to be in front of you because you can't be in a zone and then throw it all the way down another end and score, so... the set of rules.
You can actually, in ice hockey, go around behind the goals and scoop the goal from the other side.
Yeah, you can go like pretty much everywhere on the ice, but there is certain rules to stop people just from dumping the puck all the way down to the other end.
What are the Australian under 18 team called? Have they got a nickname?
We're just the Aussies. Yes. No, really.
The Aussie Kangaroos.
Yeah.
So, who's your local team that you play for?
Adelaide Rush. It's the state women's team.
And how have they been going?
We played our first game last weekend, I think, at Sydney. We lost 8-0 on the first Saturday, and then on Sunday we lost again 6-1.
Okay, so there is some improvement, you know, to come. Does your sister play on that side?
No, she doesn't. We have a fresh team this season. It's a new, like, lot of development players and just not many older players. So it's really fresh and trying to develop everyone else to have a shot at playing.
And do you have a local team that you play for in the South Australian League?
Yeah, so I play B grade, and that's play for Falcons, the team.
Played in many premiership teams?
Not really.
So you've still got those goals to be successful at that level?
Yeah, so we're just the local league.
Well, you're doing very, very well for your age, aren't you? It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful thing, sport. It opens many doors.
And, of course, you've taken some leadership roles over the last couple of seasons with the Australian team as a vice-captain, etc. And with the past two captains moving on because of age, you'd be a good chance of consideration for the captaincy.
Yeah, I've been dreaming of being captain for the Oz team for a while now. And it would just be really worth it if I did get the chance to take the girls and be a captain for them when we go over to Spain.
So what would you like to do as a job in the future? Like, do you want to go to university? Obviously, ice hockey's the main focus, but is there a profession that you'd like to sort of participate in the future?
When I finish school, I'll probably, if I don't get to travel overseas and go get a scholarship, I'd probably stay here and go to uni and do something in the sport and health areas. I'm not really too sure what I want to do yet.
Well, you've got another year to work that out anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Nat, and all the best when you go over there. We'll have to have you on again. This is the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.